cold to tears.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Day to you, Brevard County. Welcome to a wonderful Wednesday in beautiful Brevard County, Florida. By the way, if I have not told you this already, welcome to hurricane season. We got an early start on it with Arthur, and I don't know about you, but it's never been one of my favorite seasons. I prefer spring. I prefer fall. I love winter in Florida. hurricane season, not so much, and it lasts from June until November. The one thing that that does mean is that there is going to be plenty of opportunity for your air conditioner to operate and keep you cool. And if yours is not measuring up, I want to encourage you to call the folks at Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, 321-632-9538. If you want to look up their credentials, they're RA0066854 and then EC13002439. I would think that the RA one stands for refrigeration and air conditioning, and the EC probably stands for electrical contractor, but you'd have to ask them. But those are their licensing numbers. Wyrick Air has been providing professional sales, services, and repairs in the air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields for over four decades. They work in residential settings, commercial settings, mobile home settings, traditional system settings. They provide emergency service if you need it, and they always strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So if you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call at 321-632-9538. They're located in Rockledge, Florida, but they travel all throughout Brevard County. And once again, that number is 321-632-9538. If you happen to be out of the area and you have property here in Brevard County, and you know maybe you have a rental property and the landlord says, my AC went out, you can call them at 1-800-423-7424. 1-800-423-7424. And they will do their best to get you returned to a cool condition just as soon as possible. So just a practical tip before I get on. One of the things that you can do to help your system work more efficiently, first of all, make sure you change your filters. And second, don't try and make your system air condition all of Brevard County. So make sure that you, when you go out, you shut the door behind you. If you go out to the garage, shut the door behind you. Keep the heat out of the house as much as possible. That way your air conditioner does not have to work as hard. And one of the things that we have also found to be helpful for our system is, you know, a lot of times they say, oh, just turn the heat way up if you're going to be gone. Well, for us, we have found that if we just make smaller adjustments during the summertime, that ends up accomplishing more than if our air conditioner has to run for 5 hours straight to get the house cooled back down because of the brutal heat that we've had going on. So Wyrick Air, 321-632-9538. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. So we have officially started our youth ministry on Wednesday night. Our adult Bible study is on Wednesday night. Children's church has been resumed. And we're still operating all of those things with the safety protocols in place and the sanitized area and all of that, all of that stuff changes from time to time, but we are back in place to minister to the full body or the full family on a Wednesday night basis. And so I want to encourage you to come and be a part of that. Today I want to take you to the book of Proverbs, chapter 24, and we're going to be in verse 11. We're going to read verse 11 and 12. And, you know, I want to thank those of you who've given us feedback. You know, there's been a number of text messages and other communications that have let me know that during this teaching on deliver us from evil, that this has been helpful to them. And, you know, if Solomon's the wisest guy that ever lived, it might do us some good if we pay attention to what God shared with Solomon and Solomon shared with his family, his constituents, and the world at large now for several thousand years. So it might help us to avail ourselves of that. So, you know, yesterday I was talking about correction and discipline, and the ultimate goal of that is delivering a soul from hell. We've got to remember everything we do is in the redemption business. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more today. There are a lot of churches and so many different paradigms and operational methods and worship styles, you know, theological nuanced beliefs and all of that sort of stuff. But I want to focus today on getting back to the real reason that we exist. Proverbs chapter 24, verse number 11. It says this: deliver those who are drawn toward death and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, surely we did not know this, does not he who weighs the hearts consider it? He who keeps your soul, does he not know it? And will he not render to each man according to his deeds? Let me read it to you again. Deliver those who are drawn toward death and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, surely we did not know this, does not he who weighs the hearts consider it? And he who keeps your soul, does he not know it? And will he not render to each man according to his deeds? As much as it pains me to say this, there are people who are either A, uninformed, or B, deceived, that actually are drawn and attracted to things that are going to kill and destroy them. I remember this, you might not get this from the radio program, but I'm going to tell you it's true. I can be a bit mischievous. I love having fun at work. I love joking with my family. I love having a good time. I believe that Christians ought to be some of the most joy-filled people on the planet. And there is one particular movie medium that I have never understood, and it is the shock and awe horror genre. Okay, I don't understand. I don't understand soap operas either. where you watch people who are more dysfunctional in their fantasy family than you are in your family, and I guess that's supposed to make you feel better about your family. So I don't understand soap operas. I don't understand being drawn to that. So just a confession, I'm not into that. I'm not even sure that they I think a lot of those have been replaced by dysfunction and melodrama in reality series, but I never really got why would people go to a movie so that they could be scared out of their minds. I never got it. I had some friends one time that took me to a movie. It ended up being this genre of a movie, and it didn't take long into the movie before there were things that were on there that I knew that I didn't want to participate, so I got up and I left. You say, but you paid for the movie. Well, yeah, but I didn't need to be a part of that. I don't understand people who are, you know, filled with all of this stuff about zombies and things like that. I don't get it. Here's why I'm telling you all this. People are drawn to that for an entertainment or a conversational reason. They're attracted to it because it's popular. People want to talk about it, and you know, and everybody in that industry wants to try to one up or create a new spin on that. But I tell you, when it comes to the fact that it's got possibilities in real life, all of a sudden it's not funny. So there was an incident in my background. I wasn't in full-time ministry. I was just helping out at a camp, and there were people who were at this camp, and this was their genre. I mean, they loved movies about, you know, Friday the 13th, and I don't remember all of the different ones. Halloween was one of them. It was when all of that series was just getting started, and they loved going to those type of movies. Well, the children's minister decided to play a practical joke on them and pretend like there was something like what was going on in those movies. There was pretending like there was an escaped murderer that was in that area. And I will tell you that people who were drawn to that as far as a movie goes, they literally stood out in the middle of an open field and screamed to the top of their lungs because they were so, it for them, it had just transformed from fantasy to now it was the possibility of reality, and it's not nearly as funny in reality. There are people who, from what I understand, they were thrilled with a series that was dealing with a worldwide pandemic that was taking place, and then all of a sudden we're living in a worldwide pandemic, and it is not funny. It's not entertaining. There is nothing humorous about it. Okay, and so Solomon tells us we have a responsibility not just to the people who are pursuing life, but we have an interventionist responsibility for those who are being drawn to death or destruction. They are being drawn to the influence of the enemy. We are supposed to be a watchman to them, to sound the alarm, they will make a choice to either respond positively to the alarm or reject the alarm, but we're still supposed to sound the alarm, and if we don't sound the alarm, we're responsible. If we sound the alarm and they respond favorably, praise God, there's a blessing for that. But if we sound the alarm and they reject the alarm and they continue on their path of unrighteousness, of being drawn to evil and wickedness and death and destruction, we've still done our part. Now, we need to do it best, and I don't know anybody that wants to see anyone separated from God for eternity. It says not only are we supposed to deliver them, do everything we can to set them free, but we are supposed to hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. A lot of times animals have no awareness of where their path is headed. And there are a lot of people who live as if they're going to live forever. You know, they're young, they're healthy, they're invincible. And I tell you, when all of a sudden you come to the realization as you begin to age a little bit and your body begins to show some signs of aging and it betrays you, and all of a sudden you don't have that confidence in your physical being like you once did, it rattles you to the core. Now, I will tell you, you were not created by God to aimlessly wander throughout your life. You know, Chris Berman, sportscaster, you know, when he would do highlights of plays, he would stumble and bumble, and, you know, a runner, and, you know, he's almost tackled and he's almost going down, but he manages to keep himself aright. There are a lot of people who think that if I just go in, if I stumble and I bumble and I bump into people, just as long as I stay up. I want you to know it's not about the stumbling and the bumbling. It's that slaughterhouse at the end of the journey that's the problem. And not all roads lead to the same destination. So it's been a long, long time ago now, but there are a couple of towns that I don't like to drive in without a GPS. And one of them is Orlando, and that one's pretty recent. I thought I was close to getting where I needed to go, and I ended up a long ways away. And so I don't like going someplace in Orlando. I don't know where to go unless I've got a GPS. Another one was Lakeland, and I had ridden with a person. I tried to pay attention to how they got from where we were to the highway we needed to get to, but I must have missed a detail. I think I missed a left turn, and I made a right turn, and I ended up going the opposite direction. The enemy is wonderful about making you think that you're doing good, you're headed in the right direction, and all of the time he's deceived you and blinded you from the fact that you are on the brink of destruction. So one of the passages that I love, in the NIV it says this, or did at one point in time, I don't know what it says anymore because I've switched to a version that doesn't change their verbiage all the time. I now preach out of the New King James Version. It says, to the faithful you show yourself faithful, to the pure you show yourself pure, to the blameless you show yourself blameless, but to the crooked you show yourself shrewd. And there's a spiritual truth that a lot of people don't want to address. You know, they love to quote, well, if God be for us, who can be against us? Well, the assumption that they make there is that God is for everybody on the journey that they are headed on. But that verse that I was talking about, which is quoted in Psalms, is also First Samuel, I believe it is. It's either First Samuel or Second Samuel. To the crooked you show yourself shrewd, it means that to those who are on the wrong path, God stands in opposition to them at every turn to prevent them from getting to the devil's desired destination for them, and that is death. The devil does not have any good planned for you at the end of the journey. There is not going to be this raucous party that is going on in the corridors of hell, just weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. There's going to be a whole lot of lamentation, a whole lot of misery, a whole lot of heartache. And it is the church's responsibility. It is the calling of the church of the living God to do our very best to proclaim the truth in love, to live the truth of God's word, and to be Christ's ambassadors in hostile enemy territory to make sure that people are not drawn to death and destruction, but instead they are spared and redirected onto the path of eternal life. Okay? So, here's verse number 12. If you say, surely we did not know this, does not he, capital H, who weighs the heart, consider it? He, capital H, who keeps your soul, does he not know it? Now, this may sound a little blunt, and if it is, I'm okay with that. Us not doing anything to reach the lost of this world, to give them the opportunity to be saved, is not an option. There are some people that say, oh, well, we didn't know that we were supposed to do that. And it says, God knows what's going on in your heart. There are a lot of people who willfully remain uninformed about their responsibilities because they don't want the accountability. To whom much is given, much is required. Okay, now think about that just a moment. To whom much is given, much is required. Let me tell you what you've been given. You have been given forgiveness. You have been given the ever-present Lord and Savior Jesus Christ living in your heart. You have been given God the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth. You have been given power. You have been given special giftings of the Holy Spirit for the benefit of all, for the benefit of the body of Christ, and for the community at large. And if Jesus did not withhold, if God did not withhold Jesus from us, how will he withhold any good thing? We have been equipped with everything that we need to pertain to life and godliness. That's what we've been given. Not for the purpose of just making our life better and easier and all of that, but to save the lost. In the Minor Prophets, it says, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. Church, God's in the redemption business. He leaves the 99 to go and find the one because the one is valuable to him and the 99 are valuable to him. Okay? And I like to say this. If a sheep's responsibility is to follow the shepherd, and the shepherd is in passionate pursuit of the lost, should not the church be in passionate pursuit of the lost. Now, I'm not as young as I used to be. I run out of steam faster than I used to. But as long as I have breath, I've still got purpose. And so I've been in communication with one of our parishioners that's been in a rehab center, can't get visitors and all that sort of stuff during much of this season. And when I talked to him, he said, I've been trying to talk to as many people as I can in here about Jesus. He's not young, but he still wants to talk to people about Jesus. I have challenged our congregation. Look, no matter where you find yourself, be open to the possibility that God has positioned you there to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with those around it. If you say, well, we just didn't know. We just didn't know that people that didn't believe in Jesus weren't going to spend eternity in heaven. God says, that's not true. I know what I planted in your heart. Okay? I will tell you this. Being a good person doesn't get you to heaven. Being forgiven gets you to heaven. God is the one who maintains our soul. He keeps our soul, and he knows it. And if we're not careful, we can lie to ourselves and make us feel that it's okay that we have been disobedient to the commission that God has given to us, and we are lying to God. But here's the thing. Will he not, capital H, render to each man according to his deeds? Remember, just the other day we were talking about he who wins souls is wise. And today, I want to let you know that there's a reward. There's a reward for obedience, and there's a reward or a consequence for disobedience. A lot of people, well, let me put it to you this way. In the Jewish culture, there were many who thought that they were just the sole representation of the chosen people of God. They forgot that in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, that God said, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. And so many people didn't reach out outside of their community because they just didn't want to. It was Jonah didn't want to reach the people of Nineveh because he hated their guts. And God said, shouldn't I be concerned? There's a city here of 120,000 people. You think I want them going to hell? He doesn't. Folks, let's hit our knees. Let's pray. And when we get up, let's go forth as an army of redemption, bringing salvation to those who are drawn to death and those who are stumbling to the slaughter. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Like me, I want. wasn't lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I